Hey everyone, welcome to episode 230 of In the Word podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will, and Marie will be joining me on probably the next podcast. She's on assignment on this one, but I'll just carry on in her absence. And we thank you for joining us. And so we're working through our series, both on the podcast and in our church services, on Jesus and Genesis. And it's my goal to cover material on the podcast that I don't necessarily cover in the lessons at church. So if you subscribe to our online services, either by Zoom or through James122.org, you'll hear maybe additional information on this series. But on the In the Word podcast with Will and Marie, we're going to be covering some things that we may not get to, and we'll maybe jump into it a little deeper on the podcast, because we can explore some things back and forth, and I can get sort of this dialogue going with Sister Marie and get instant information that I think, you know, from your questions, get instant feedback rather. So I hope you're enjoying this. I'm learning a lot. I've taught Genesis before. We've done some verse by verse series before in Genesis. I love expository teaching, and I love going through the word line by line, verse by verse, and really getting an understanding of the context and not just taking things out of context. So this series is very interesting. I'm excited about learning how Jesus is characterized and portrayed throughout Genesis. You know, I feel like we sort of get an introduction to the Holy Trinity in the very first chapter, in the very first book of the Bible, because we talk about Genesis 1:26, which says, turning to it right now, and we get this plural pronoun. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image." I'm reading from the New American Standard Version. "Let us make human beings in our image. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground." So this is a very clear, I said I was reading from the New American Standard. I'm sorry, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. I'm going to be reading from the New American Standard as well. We use those translations as well as the King James Version and even the English Standard Version. So we get this introduction to the plurality of God from the standpoint that he is monotheistic. We believe in one God. We believe in this manifestation, however, of the Trinity, and we see the persons mentioned here, in that Jesus is included in the "let us." God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are included in this passage, referring to "let us make man," the creation of man in the image of God. And so there are other passages that also refer to "let us," where we see the work of God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit in the book of Genesis, in the creation account as well. And I think that what's important about finding Jesus in Genesis is that it lets us know that salvation is through Jesus. And actually, from the very beginning, we are introduced to the fact that we're saved by him. We're saved for his glory. We're saved for his service. And in Genesis 3:15, we get this verse that talks about the gospel when the Lord is speaking relative to the punishments handed down to Adam, Eve, and the serpent for their sin in the Garden of Eden. Then he said to the woman, "I will sharpen the pain of your pregnancy and in pain you will give birth. And you will desire to control your husband, but he will rule over you. And the verse right before that, verse 15, that was verse 16, he says, and I will cause hostility between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He, capital H, will strike your head. That he is referring to what Jesus will do to Satan. Jesus will strike your head, Satan, and you will strike his heel. In other words, you will bruise his heel, but he will provide and execute a death blow on you by crushing your head. And that's the first reference to the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. So we're introduced to him in Genesis 1:26, and then we see here in Genesis 3:15 this prophetic proclamation of what the redemptive work of Jesus will look like. So I think that's exciting, and next time we'll go more into the work of the Lord through these various characters that we meet throughout Genesis, and we'll talk about some of them in more detail as we keep going through this word. Stay with us, and we appreciate you listening, and God bless you. Please feel free to reach out to us at InTheWordPodcast@gmail.com. That's InTheWordPodcast@gmail.com. God bless you.